and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey, and I'm joined across the way by some kids and adult. I don't know. They're 16, 17, 18 years old, Michelle. Are they kids or adults?
Kids.
They're kids?
Yeah.
Well, you would know. You've got them in school.
They want to be adults.
Yeah, I bet that's right. Yeah. We're going to talk to the Edwards County FFA kids today. This is the end of National FFA Week, and I'm assuming that it's been a wonderful week. Michelle, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Michelle Wiseman to the show. How you doing, Michelle?
Just fine, thanks. Thanks for having us on here, Bruce.
Hey, thank you very much for coming over. I appreciate that. I know that you're getting out of school to do this today. The kids don't really mind that, do they?
No, and I don't either. I enjoy it.
How long have you been teaching ag?
This is only my third year.
Mm-hmm.
I started.
What's your background in it, or what steered you that direction? Because it's kind of when you go into education, it's kind of specialty, isn't it?
It is. I actually didn't start out in education. I worked with Extension and 4-H in Indiana for about 7 years. Took a little time off and stayed home with my kids when they were little, and then started working at the school about 5 years ago as a sub, and went through the process of getting my ag teaching license. And then when Rylan Rusk left, I was hired to fill his spot, and I just love it.
Were you a farmer growing up?
I grew up on a farm in Central Illinois. My dad and my mother both farmed about a 1,200-acre grain farm.
Nice.
And my dad, before he started farming, he was actually an ag teacher, so I'm kind of following in his footsteps.
Well, that's great. You seem to really enjoy it. Do you?
It's a blast. We have a good time. These are good kids.
We've got about a half a dozen, not quite a half a dozen kids here that we're going to talk to throughout the course of the morning. Tell me about, do I need to ask the kids, or you want to tell me what's been going on this week? Let me put it this way. Let me ask you this. Michelle, tell me how much preparation goes in your job for just this National FFA Week. In talking to Kurt Robbins, he has been talking about the numerous hours that he's putting in as well as the kids. I'm assuming that you're doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. It's not a 9-to-5 job. We probably started planning for FFA week back in October.
Oh, really?
Yeah, late October, getting things scheduled and making sure things were okay with the school administration. And then we started organizing and planning our activities. So, yeah, we've been working on it for quite a while.
What were some of the things you've done this week?
Well, we always have dress-up days, of course. We had a canned food drive that we sponsored for.
Oh, really? How'd that come out?
Well, it finishes up today, so okay. I'm not sure. But the winning homeroom class that brings the most stuff for the food pantry, they end up getting a pizza party that we sponsor.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. So that's a service project that we do. And then Wednesday, we had a lunch with our alumni and for our members. They were able to come out and eat a pork burger in the shop and skip the normal cafeteria food and have a good time with their friends.
That's all right.
Yesterday, we spent all day out there at the petting zoo, and we had it outside for probably the first time in an extremely long time.
Well,
it was
so
beautiful.
Such a nice day yesterday and so warm. It's been incredible, hasn't it?
Yeah, I had some good help. Some of the kids who are here with me today brought animals to
help
with
the petting
zoo.
We're going to talk with them about that. And today's tractor day.
Today's tractor day. We've got 16 tractors sitting out in front of the high school.
Where do they fit them all?
Well, we parked them in front and over by the football field, and they're just pretty much everywhere. That keeps growing every year. So
see, now that's a lot of fun. Let's talk to the young lady next to you, and she's an officer. How you doing there, young lady? Go into that microphone. You can scoot it your direction. There you go. Hello. Introduce yourself and tell me who your family is, and say hi to whoever you want.
I am Brooklyn Hazel. My parents are Sarah and Rodney Hazel.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for coming on the show, Brooklyn. I appreciate
Thank you.
It. What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Okay, and I guess you're an officer in the FFA?
Yes, I am this year's vice president.
Is this your first job at it, or have you been an officer in previous years?
Previous years. Last year, I was the Edwards County FFA reporter.
The fair reporter?
No, FFA reporter.
Oh, FFA reporter.
Yep.
Okay, how about the year before that, or was that you didn't do anything your freshman year?
No.
Is this an easier job? Vice presidents don't do a thing, do they?
Actually, we do a lot.
What?
Yes, we do.
What? Come on. What do you do?
I don't know. I do a lot. Like if
if Tyler, the president is Tyler Etheridge,
yes.
I guess, right?
Yes.
Okay, so basically you push him out of the way.
No.
What? That's not you?
No. I step in when he's not there and try and do my best at what he's not there to do.
Oh, well, see, now there you go. You're there to handle the things that he's not, that he can't get along to get done, right?
Yes.
In talking with the FFA kids earlier this week and in talking with you kids, you all have projects and things, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What's your FFA project?
My SAE is on equine.
SAE. What's SAE mean?
Supervised agricultural experience.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Michelle. That's great. So this is like building a science fair project or something, right? Except on a larger scale, right?
Much bigger
scale.
Yes.
They have to keep track of profit and expenses and all things related to when they're, like with her animals, when she's working with her horses, training her horses, competing with her horses, and she keeps track of that.
How many horses do you train?
I have 8 right now.
You have 8. Are all 8 involved in the project?
No. I started this year's project with 4, uh-huh. but then I sold one, so now I'm down to 3.
Oh, well, that's cool. I mean, you sold one, so you made a little bit of money, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Are you looking at what kind of horses are we talking about? Not thoroughbreds?
No, I have quarter horses.
Quarter horses?
Yes.
Do they ever race?
Yes, I have a barrel horse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about barrel racing. Do you ride it, or do you have somebody else ride?
I ride her.
Well, now you're kind of a diminutive young lady. Let's put it that way. Does your lack of size help the speed?
I mean,
let me put it this way: if I'm riding the horse and you're riding the horse, the same horse, your time's going to be better than mine, right?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, it just depends on the horse you have and the skills you can give the horse on riding it.
We're not talking skills at all, because you got more than anybody. That's my guess. How long have you been running horses?
Oh, I've had horses my entire life.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So this project kind of really works out for you. It's like an easy A.
Yeah, I'd say.
She just said that. And Michelle's nodding. You're going to get an A. How about that? Well, maybe unless you skip the final. Who knows?
Yeah, you know.
congratulations and good luck to you. Thank you. Nice job with that. Let's talk to the young lady next to you, Kate Brewster. How you doing, Kate?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you very much for coming on the show. I appreciate you. Yeah, and I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. All right, so you're a junior as well, right?
Yes, a junior.
What's your project on?
My project is on, like, helping my dad on the farm.
Whereas she isn't, her family does not farm, actually. Your family does farm.
Yes, I am a farmer's daughter, and I love it.
Is that right?
Yes.
I got to know. All right, you brought it up. I got to ask, are you embarrassed by those farmers-only commercials on television? Do you ever see those things?
Yeah, whenever they come on, me and my dad like to joke about it a lot.
Especially the one with the little dogs talking at him. Oh, that's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it is so funny. We make fun of it a lot.
I'm glad you guys take that probably with the humor that is expected. Okay, what kind of farm is it?
Grain farm. We probably have 1,500 acres.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so as a part of the FFA, as your project, what do you take into your project from the grain farming? Because there are so many things on the farm. If you tried to cover all of it, you'd have a 1,000-page project.
Yeah, well, mostly I help my dad with, like, sweeping grain bins and stuff. I do a little bit of work with him, like, spreading clover on our CRP ground.
Did you drive a tractor
like
today?
No, I did not.
Well,
I could have, but
she should have.
Yeah, I should have. My dad was kind of disappointed in me.
Your car has a better radio or something? Was that
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
Well, I understand. Do you drive a tractor in the field, though? I mean, do you help out at harvest and all that kind of stuff?
Well, my dad wants to put me on, like, a plow and stuff, and I'm kind of worried about it because me and him will get into it if I don't do it his way.
Oh, really?
So I kind of have to do it his way or no way. But, yeah, we're working
on it. Well, Kate, he's been doing it a little bit longer than you.
Yeah, he likes to tell me that, too.
He will remind you of that, huh?
Yes, he will. He will definitely remind me of it.
Well, so what's your favorite part of FFA, but what's your favorite part of farming?
Favorite part of farming is just being outside and doing it with my dad. Like, being able to be with my dad and doing something, like,
well, certainly outside. Productive.
Yeah, productive, and, like, helping him. Because when I see him come home from a long day of work,
sure,
and he is tired and everything, like, I'm just glad that I can go out there and help him and kind of relieve him of some of the work that he has to do. Because it's hard work.
Yeah.
And when people, like, from, like, my friends say farming is not it's just an easy job. You ride a tractor all day. I get so defensive.
Is that right?
Yes, because I know it's not. Like, I'm not just a farmer's daughter. I'm the farmer. And
you're
the
helping farm.
Daughter. Yeah.
Well, and good for you. How many hours do you think you're – how many hours go into farming versus how many went into your SAE?
I don't record everything I do.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't. Because it's whenever you start farming, I'm guessing, whenever you're doing it in earnest, like at harvest time or something, you're going every waking minute that you're not at school, you're probably helping out, right?
Yeah, every day after school, I usually have to go home and ask my dad, you know, what do you need?
What am I supposed to do today?
Yeah, and right now, like, he's mostly hauling grain, and I would not trust me hauling that big old semi, so I can't help him that much right now.
Well, yeah, do you have the CDL for it? I mean,
no.
That's,
no, and
see,
I don't
now
think...
that's when you know that he seriously wants you to help out when he asks you to go down to get the CDL.
Yeah, but my mom, she had her CDL, and she was just as good as my dad at driving trucks like that. And, I mean, one day I'd like to do, like,
well,
stuff like
that. Well, that's wonderful. Well, so have you been in FFA all 3 years?
No, I've been 2 years. I wasn't in it my freshman year.
Why'd you skip out your freshman year? Why'd you not get in your freshman year? Let's rephrase that.
I don't really know. I think I was just kind of nervous.
Did you miss that day in class?
No, I think I just was really nervous, like, because I didn't really know what it was about. But then, like, after my freshman year, I was like, man, this looks like a lot of fun.
Well, you seem like you're really enjoying it. Are you having a good time?
I love FFA. Like, it gets you involved. Like, it's not just a class where you go in there and you listen to a teacher talk. Like, you actually get involved in stuff. And it kind of, like, builds your leadership skills.
Sure.
And you get to talk to people. Like,
yeah, you get to speak in public and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it opens up opportunities.
Well, that's wonderful, Kate. I appreciate your time. And we'll probably talk to one or two of you before we get off the air today. But thanks very much for your time this morning. You were listening to the Bruce Dickey Show. We are talking to folks from the Edwards County FFA, Michelle Wiseman, the teacher, and Brooklyn Hazel here, along with Kate Brewster. And we're going to – I can't believe I just did that. I figured I'd mess up the first thing.
It's okay. Everyone does it.
Kate Brewster, and we'll be back with more kids from FFA, Edwards County FFA, after these words.
Well, I feel a little tired and I think I'm going to go back home. Well, I feel a little tired and I think I'm going to go back home. If I don't see no cops, then the trip won't take that long. Well, I'm going to be quiet tonight on a lone highway where no drunks are bound. I'm going to be ball the jack on the open road where no cops are bound. I got to go 100 miles to get back to my town.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guests across the way. We've changed the kids out, but Michelle's still here. Michelle, it seems like to me, whenever the FFA program, it's run in concert, of course, with your with the curriculum, I guess, of the ag program, right?
Yes.
Does the FFA have a particular program that they suggest to schools? Is that how that works?
Yes. I mean, we have certain things that we try and make sure that the kids learn. I think probably the most important thing that they can learn through FFA, the two most important things would be leadership and public speaking.
Oh, really?
If you can get up in front of people and talk to them, I mean, that's a lifelong skill.
How big is the club at
We're up to 106 members.
Good grief. That's one out of three, isn't it?
It's more than a third of the school. It's about 40%.
How about that? And And you've got a bunch of tractors up there today. So folks need to drive carefully around the school today then, right?
Yeah. Come check them out, too. There's some new ones and some oldies, too.
I'll say, did you get some folks clean the boxes and stuff out of the food boxes, junk food boxes?
Probably. Most of them look like they've been washed and cleaned up before they got there. So.
Well, that's wonderful. You're doing a great job. I've got guests. She brought us a couple of other guests out here. Please, I'll introduce you. How about Jacob Chandler Beatles? How you doing, Jacob? You need you to take this one. You guys share this one. And use this one. But you're doing great.
Well, I'm doing pretty good this morning. How are you, Bruce?
I am outstanding. Thanks very much for coming over today. What class am I getting you out of?
Well, English and ag communications.
You don't need either one of those, Bede.
I know. English, I mean... I get all the grammar. I know everything. I mean...
You know who your grammar is.
That's right. Sure do.
Well, thanks very much for coming in. Now, you're a junior as well, right? Are you an officer?
Sir. Yes, sir. I'm the historian.
What's the historian do for FFA?
I put together the scrapbook.
Oh, yeah. You good at that? I'm terrible scrapbook. I've never met a man who's a good scrapbooker.
I'll just say I am.
We're getting ready to find out, Bruce.
Does he get? Yeah, he gets help probably. Don't worry about asking for help. Seriously, Bede. And I'm calling you Bede. I don't mean to be too forward with you. Calling you Bede because we've got two Jacobs here, right?
Yes, sir.
Do they call you Bede at school?
Yep, sure do.
All right. What's your project?
Beef entrepreneurship.
Beef entrepreneurship. So you're going to – is that – Now, this is your have you done this same job or same project each year? Is this your third year in FFA?
Yes, sir.
And you've done it each year?
Yes, sir.
Is this what you're wanting to do in life? I mean, because this is a pretty good experience if this is what you're going to try to do.
Well, I've looked forward to this because I've been around cattle all my life. And
yeah?
I've looked to see what my dad does, and he's a salesman for CPS. And
sure.
I mean, that kind of interests me because, I mean, I'm good at BSing my way through things. I mean, I can get just
yeah.
I could have somebody buy a pickled dog turd if I wanted them to. But.
Well, that's great, Bede. Yeah. How would you do that?
Well,
without using the word again, how would you do that? How are you going to sell me a pickled? I'll tell you, I've got two Great Danes. I've got all I need, but you're going to sell me a pickled one, huh?
That's right. I mean. No, there's just ways you got to do it. I'm not going to give out my techniques or anything because, I mean, there's a bunch of people listening to the radio right now. I can't give out my sales techniques.
I don't blame you a bit there, Bede. Thanks very much. I appreciate that. All right, now tell me how many cattle do you run through your project? What's the story?
We run about 45, and we got commercial cattle that we raise, and we just get the calves, and then we turn around and sell them to Bobby Bunning there in Albion.
Yeah.
Just get some of our money back so we can have money to spend on feed and hay and.
Well, on the calves, is this the kind of cattle that you take to auctions and shows and all that kind of business?
No, these aren't the ones that we'll take to shows. I mean, there's a couple out there that we'll just pick out just for steers for 4-H and.
Right.
But the ones we really show, they stay at the house. They get washed and dried.
They're the ones who get the special treatment.
They're the ones who get the special treatment.
Are they the ones? Are they? No, they're not the ones as part of the FFA project, though.
No,
right?
Sir.
They're separated out.
Yes, sir.
How much of a difference would it be to put those guys in your FFA? I mean, to have specialized in your project on that as opposed to specializing on your standard cattle? If that's not a confusing question.
Well, I feel like I'd have to. I don't think it'd be very hard because I could go recalculate everything back through.
Yeah. The record keeping would just be a little different, though, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
How many show cattle do you run? Now, entirely outside of the FFA. I'm just asking you questions now.
Right now at the house, we have five.
Yeah? What breeds?
Simmental, crossbred, and then Sim Solution.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They were the reason I ask is they were talking about they had a show up in I don't know Central Illinois or someplace. They were talking on it on RFT this morning about everybody instead of folks having pure Simmentals, they were like half breeds, Simmentals and something else. Are you seeing that happening in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the tough classes whenever you're out showing are usually your crossbred and AOB because, I mean, you get great genetics from one cow, and then your bull, you have great genetics from it, and it just transfers in. You get a whopping heifer, bull, whatever.
I love it. That's how you describe it at the show and the auction, right?
Yeah, that's about how I describe it.
Well, Bede, great talking to you. Let's talk to the fellow next to you. I believe this is, how you doing, Jacob Quillen. What's new, Jacob?
Not too much.
All right, I'm going to call you Quillen instead of Jacob. How's that, Jacob?
All right, that's fine.
Thanks very much for coming on the show this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
All right, tell me a little. Now, you're a junior as well, right?
Yes, sir.
What is? Are you an officer?
Yes, I'm a reporter this year.
What's the reporter do?
Well, I make reports of all the CDEs and things we go to and send them in to the newspapers, and then they go into the newspaper.
Oh, that's cool. And that way, you're able to create some scraps that he's going to put into the book, right?
Yes, sir. I also help him with the scrapbook.
So you're going to help him with the scrapbook?
Yep.
Well, wonderful. Four hands are better than two, and that ought to make it a more fun experience, I suspect, for both of you.
Yes.
How long have you been in the FFA?
Well, I've been all 3 years. Last year was my first year of being an officer.
What were you last year?
I was points chair. We keep track of points earned from CDEs and other trips we go on.
Oh, how often do you go on trips? When's the last time you guys? I know they have like exhibitions and stuff up in Champaign and Springfield, right?
Right. We went to the farm machinery show a week ago on Thursday.
So you guys went over to Louisville?
Yep.
Hey, now that was a lot of fun, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see anything you wanted?
Pretty well everything. it's a pretty fun time. I mean, we get to hang around with friends and talk to them. I mean, some of the friends we got to talk to there, we don't get to see every day at school. So.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your project.
Well, it's hay production. I helped my grandpa during the summer grow. And
who's your grandpa?
Don Quillen.
Okay. Did you want to say hello to anybody before I get deep into your thing?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
Anyway.
You just mentioned your grandpa's name, but that's cool.
Yeah. I help him around the farm.
Yeah.
And we grow hay every summer.
How many acres are you going to grow?
Well, I think about right now we got 20 acres.
Okay.
And we bale around 300 bales each cutting. Which really isn't that much, but I mean,
would it be more if you'd let it get taller? But or is it depend on how much time you let between the cuts?
It's basically that. I mean, you have to have a certain amount of time in between cuts. So,
how tall will it get before you'll go out there and bail and cut it?
Well, usually in between boot height and knee height is the right amount.
What's the typical number of cuts you'll get in the course of the year?
Well, the most we've got is three, and that's pushing it. That's getting into August time. So.
Yeah. Well, I hate to sound like I sound like I'm drilling you like the your SAE tutor or something like that. You're the judge. The judges, when you have your project judged, do they ask you all kinds of questions like that just to make sure you know what you're doing?
Well, actually, I haven't had my project judged yet.
Oh, so basically, it's getting you ready for it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What was your project last year?
Well, all through the high school, I'm going to do hay production.
Okay. And I asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you this again because I'm happy about it. What kind of bales are you making?
Small bales.
Small bales that people have to pick up and throw, don't
you? Yes, sir.
The old style.
Yep.
How many? So now, how long have you been throwing hay bales?
Oh, probably since I was 10 years old. I mean, I've done it for a long time.
Did it get you out there and how many were you able to toss onto the onto? Were you able to keep up with the cart, I guess,
I'm
asking.
Yeah.
Always able to.
Well, the first time I didn't, but
you got to learn how to keep up.
I mean, you got to be able to throw them up there. So.
Why do you guys go with the big or the small bales as opposed to big bales?
Well, they're just easier to keep track of. I mean, we've got a hay loft that we keep all of our hay in, and it's easier to throw down to our through our holes in the floor for our horses.
Okay.
So,
how many horses are you feeding from?
Well, my grandpa's got six horses right now.
Okay.
Up at our place. So.
Do you know how many you said you're cutting 300 bales a cut, right?
Yes, sir.
How many bales will you typically try to put away for winter time?
Well, roughly 900 we want to. I mean,
but you don't want to have to buy. Is the point I'm getting at,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So 900 will cover six horses for the year.
Yep.
See, now that's handy. So if you want to buy more horses, you got to buy more land too, then, right?
Or
cut on more land.
Cut on more land.
Get to drive the tractor at all?
Oh yeah, when we get ready to disc up our fields, I disc a lot, and I mean, I run the baler sometimes.
Now you said earlier, Quillen, that you get your friends out there to help you whenever it's picking up bale time, right?
Yes, sir.
At that time, and they've been doing it for a while now, do they ever, like, see you coming when they see, if they see the hay is about knee high, they know it's ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Do they see you coming and turn around and run away, or do they like the gig?
Actually, they're really good helps. They come
right?
and ask me. If
is that right?
Help. Yep. They're good friends.
Well, I know what the bonus is at the end, what Bede was talking about. It sounds like they get a little bonus at the end of the hay pickup.
Oh, yeah. Grandma cooks some dinner, and they get paid some. So.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. What kind of dinner? Do I need to come over and pick up bales?
Sure, if you want to.
I got to tell you, Quillen, I did that 30 years ago, and I'm never picking up another hay bale in my life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good time. I mean, it's kind of like a competition. We try to see who can get the most bales on the wagon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a lot of fun. So you're learning a whole lot in 4-H then?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not in 4-H, but I'm
FFA. I'm sorry. In FFA, my bad.
Yeah. You learn leadership skills and things that you'll need in the future. So, I mean, it's a really good club. Well, I'd suggest it for anybody.
Well, that's cool. That is wonderful. Bede, Quillen, I'm glad you guys came on the show today. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
I've got Michelle Wiseman. She's with the Edwards County FFA, along with Jacob Chandler Beatles and Jacob Quillen we just talked to. And we're going to talk with another student and maybe get some of these other kids back in when we return. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Be back after these.
My youth is all behind me. Now I'm on the losing side. The losing side of 25. Graduating, getting higher educations in the big city jobs that they chose. My parents ask me how I'm doing. I hang my head and close my eyes. They say don't throw your life away. Go and get a job that pays. We love you and we know that you tried. The losing side of 25.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 at WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got the kids from the Edwards County FFA. They've got all kinds of things going on. This is National FFA Week. Michelle Wiseman is here. And Michelle, we were talking about, we haven't really talked on the show, but you folks have all kinds of service projects too, don't you, the FFA at Edwards County? Tell me a little bit about it.
We do. Well, one of the main components of FFA is teaching kids how to help others. And so we've started some new service projects at the school. We started helping with the flag setup that's on the Albion Courthouse Square for Veterans Day and Memorial Day.
Really?
I'm a member of the
reason I ask is because that is a whale of a setup they do over in
Edwards.
It's
gorgeous.
The courthouse is. How many flags do you put up there?
I believe it's over 350 now. It just keeps growing every year. And the people who help with it are aging. And so I've got a bunch of young kids who are more than willing to chime in and help.
And
so
those are big flags.
They are. They're burial flags. Each one represents a deceased veteran.
Wow. Are they also marked for who the veteran it represents or something?
They sure are, yes. Each flag pole is labeled with the veteran's name and who purchased the flagpole in honor of them.
Well, that's an amazing project. And the kids get it. How often do you guys put those out on the courthouse?
We do it Veterans Day and Memorial Day. And I try and get at least 8 or 10 kids up there to help. They're heavy and they can help do some of the physical labor and save the older people.
Some of the other stuff you do, probably you just finished up the Valentine's Project. Tell me a little bit about it.
We did. The past few years, we've done Valentine's for Heroes with Congressman Shimkus's office. This year, we did a little bit different take on that. We decided to do Valentine's for Veterans.
Oh, really?
And so we sent Valentine's to local veterans. We probably missed some, but those that we had names and addresses for, and it's been very well received. We've received personal thank you notes from some of the veterans. They've come up to me and thanked me. One of the cards said, "Thanks for remembering a poor old Vietnam vet. Nobody pays attention to us anymore." And so I feel like it was a really worthwhile project, and I think we should continue to do that.
Well, that's wonderful. Next to you is Kenzie James. How are you doing this morning, Kenzie? Appreciate you coming on the show.
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Thanks very much. You're a junior as well, I understand?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about FFA and how you came around to join FFA.
Well, originally I was not going to be in FFA, but I changed my mind, and now I am.
How long ago?
I decided my freshman year I was.
So
going
you've
to
been a, you've been in there all 3 years.
Changed my classes for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many hours is it? Is it is it a one class period per day or per week or what?
We go. I have 2 ag classes, so I go to 1 each day.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. That's pretty busy. You're busy in this.
Yeah.
Are you an officer?
Yes, I'm the secretary.
What as a secretary? What are you supposed to do?
Lots of stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Anything in particular?
Ride stuff down.
Well, see, now the reason I ask is because we just had the reporter in here, right? And we have had the historian. You would think the reporter would be doing stuff that you might otherwise be doing. Does he take over for your? Does he take your job if you don't feel like doing it?
No, not really. I'm mostly in charge of like thank yous and stuff like that for people who have donated to the FFA or helped us with something.
Nice help. That was pretty good, Michelle. I appreciate that. what's your project, Kenzie?
I am my SAE is ag education, so I help Miss Wiseman.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Have you now? I did not realize until Quillen told us just a second ago that you can use the same project for all 4 years. Was that how your project started, or have you changed over the years?
Yeah, I've been this for all my years.
Now, looking forward, then are you looking to be a teacher, or as you grow older, or what are your plans? Have you thought that far ahead? Because a kid who takes Brooklyn's here as well, and it seems to me a kid who takes care of 8 horses and has all her life probably going to do something around horses as she gets older. Is my assumption?
No, I'm not planning on.
You don't want to be a teacher? What are you going to do? Have you thought about it?
I'm going to be a nurse.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You already know where you're going to go to school and all that kind of business?
Probably Wabash.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, they see now that'll be good. That'll be good. What can you take from your experiences in FFA, as well as your experiences helping out Michelle as part of your project? What do you think you're going to be able to take that into college as well as into nursing?
Well, I have some more leadership skills, and I know more of like what business stuff goes on, so I could probably take that into that and be a little more prepared for stuff like that.
Well, you know, the schooling is going to be pretty difficult, too. Though nursing school is a little rough, isn't it?
Yeah, I've heard that.
You've heard that? How you doing in chemistry and biology, then?
Decent, I guess.
Well, good. I'm not grilling. Yeah, I asked. Brooklyn just made a look like I'm not. I better not ask her that question. Is what the? Well, have you enjoyed FFA? It was a good decision then for you, wasn't it?
Yes, I love it.
Well, congratulations on your on the completion of, well, not quite completion, but sounds like you're having a wonderful time in it. Brooklyn, I got to ask you something. How come you didn't tell me you were going to Louisville?
I completely forgot about it, to be honest.
Yeah? How was Louisville?
I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. I liked the tractor pulls the most.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a team that goes to these, well, not to the Louisville thing, but maybe up to Springfield or wherever you have your big meetings, that puts on your meet, that like a ritual team? That would be a ritual team, but I didn't know if you had teams that you get judged up there at those meetings. Do they do that?
Well,
Fairfield
really
does. I know
we've competed in state ag sales and state livestock judging in the past. We don't do a lot of state competitions. We're working up to being at the quality where we can compete at more.
You know,
state
and that's the thing. That's the thing, Michelle. With 106 kids or whatever you have, that you've got a good stable of kids to choose kids from that want to work. But with that many kids, it's probably a wide variety of projects that you have to keep an eye on too, right?
Oh yeah, I've got two of my own at home and 106 at school, so they keep me pretty busy.
I feel bad, Kenzie, for asking Kenzie this, but not asking you. What are you planning on doing with horses? Do you plan on working with horses as you get older?
I did starting my freshman year. I wanted to become an equine chiropractor, but since being an ag, I actually want to go into ag business.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then,
What sector?
I'm not real sure yet.
Yeah.
I know I want to be, the business side of the ag, not necessarily, the farming aspect of it.
Sure.
But then on the side, I also want to get my equine therapy license. And so I can technically do equine chiropractic work, but it's not necessarily called that.
I got to tell you, you said equine therapy, and I got to thinking horse whispering as opposed to physical therapy. Since you own that many horses, presumably you can do a little horse whispering.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all in the horses necessarily.
Really?
Whether they want to work that day or
it's
whether,
a daily thing.
You
isn't
know,
it?
It changes on the daily.
It's like you're dealing with a 2-year-old.
Yes,
or something. Is that right?
It is.
Well, you see, now that's a fun challenge, though, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you have some of your horses where you can guess what they're going to do that day, and then you have some where you don't necessarily know if they're going to work or if they're going to want to, you know.
That's cool you have quarter horses. How often do they race?
My barrel horse, the season just started a couple weeks ago. We went to Cloverdale, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And then in August, that's when we go to Oklahoma City for the Youth World out there. So, I mean, we're going to try and hit, Friday Night Lights shows. And
you mentioned earlier halter.
Yes.
Halter competitions. What's a halter competition? What's that entail?
It's like it says. I mean, halter, you don't necessarily ride the horse. You walk her around, and it gets judged like a bodybuilder. The bigger the horse, the better you're going to do.
You say, I think we talked about that, but I didn't think it was on the air, right?
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. But you want your halter horse to be correct and sound, and you want her to be bigger and muscular.
Are you going to be president next year?
I hope to be.
All right. Have we started? Are you starting the election campaign?
We haven't.
Are you going to get hats? Make Albie great again?
No. That's a good idea, though.
I like that a lot. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Best of luck to you. Sounds like you're all three and all the rest of the kids having a great time with FFA.
It's a great program. And honestly, Bruce, 1 in 4 jobs in the state of Illinois is in agriculture. So we're doing the work we need to be doing around here and educating our students, encouraging them to go into ag business or or seek that degree that's going to get them the job, because we need those people in the workforce.
That's outstanding, outstanding work, Michelle. Appreciate it. Couldn't have said it better myself. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. Talk to y'all on Monday.